Oh, come on. Don't worry about that. Heard about the sale?
The sale? Are you kidding? Where is it? When?
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi, guys. Do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your chance. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Hello, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. How are you? Hope you're all right. Now we're back to the English audio program. Our topic today is the expressions for asking for, giving, and denying information with the title, Heard About the Sale? Topik kita hari ini adalah ungkapan meminta, memberi, dan menyangkal informasi dengan judul Heard About the Sale? Well, what should we say when we want to ask for, give, or deny information? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, apa yang seharusnya kita katakan jika kita akan menanyakan, memberikan, atau menyangkal informasi? We'll soon know about that. So, let's join in. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now open your worksheet. You've done task 1 and task 2 guided by your teacher, right? Good. Now look at task 3. You're going to listen to the dialogue between Aldi and Lisa. What are they talking about? Let's listen carefully to answer the questions on task 3. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, sekarang lihat task 3. Dengarkan dialog antara Aldi dan Lisa. Apa yang sedang mereka bicarakan? Mari kita dengarkan dengan seksama agar bisa menjawab pertanyaan-pertanyaan pada talk 3. Ready? Let's begin.
Lisa, you look sad. What's wrong?
Nothing. I just think about the scientific research contest.
I heard that you finished writing your research proposal.
Who told you about that? It isn't true. I haven't finished writing it. I think I can finish writing it. It means I won't be able to join the contest.
But you still have 1 week to finish, right?
That's right, Al. But I have a problem.
What's your problem, Liz?
I need some books, but I didn't find them in our school library.
Why don't you buy them in a bookstore?
I actually want to, but I don't have enough money to buy them.
Oh, come on. Don't worry about that. Did you hear about the book sale?
Book sale? Are you kidding? Where? When?
In your agency. Today.
Great. I must go there. Al, will you accompany me, please?
With pleasure, my princess.
Whoosh, I'm serious, you know.
All right, I'll accompany you after school, okay?
Thanks, Al. You are really my best friend.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you've listened to the dialogue between Aldi and Lisa. I hope you understand. Now, look at task 3. Cross the correct alternative. Kalian sudah mendengarkan dialog antara Aldi dan Lisa. Semoga kalian memahami dialog tersebut. Sekarang, lihatlah task 3. Berilah tanda silang pada pilihan jawaban yang benar sesuai dialog yang sudah kalian dengarkan. Ready? Okay, let's begin. Number 1.
Why don't you buy them in a bookstore?
Aldi's sentence is an expression of... Go on with number 2.
I don't have enough money to buy them.
What Lisa said is an expression of... Now, number three.
Heard about the book sale?
Our this sentence is an expression of... Number four.
A new agency.
What Aldis said is an expression of... Number five.
It isn't true. I haven't finished writing it.
Lisa's expressions is an expression of... Sobat Pintar Kreatif, have you finished doing task 3? Very good. Now, let's discuss the answers. Sekarang, mari kita bahas jawabannya. Number 1.
Why don't you buy them in a bookstore?
Aldi's sentence is an expression of... The answer is A. Asking for information. Good. Number 2.
I don't have enough money to buy them.
What Lisa said is an expression of... The answer is B. Giving information. Very good. Number 3.
Heard about the book sale?
And this sentence is an expression of... The answer is A. Asking for information. Excellent. Number 4.
A new agency.
What Aldis said is an expression of... The answer is B. Giving information. Yes, right. Number 5.
It isn't true. I haven't finished writing it.
Lisa's expression is an expression of... The answer is C. Denying information. Well done. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, it's easy, right? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now look at task 4. You're going to listen to a different dialogue between Hendra and Rini. What are they talking about? Listen carefully. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, sekarang lihatlah task 4. Kalian akan mendengarkan dialog antara Hendra dan Rini. Apa yang mereka bicarakan? Okay, please listen carefully.
We'll have math after the break. Have you done the homework?
Homework? Oh my god, I haven't done it.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
You have to, Rin. Mr. Hari will punish you.
I hope not. He's a wise teacher. He listened to my excuses.
He punished Andri for not doing his homework last week, remember?
You're wrong. He punished Andri because he played truant.
By the way, why didn't you do your homework, Rin?
Hen, my mother was sick last night. I had to take care of her, you know. That's why I didn't do my homework. Even I feel sleepy and tired now.
I'm sorry to hear that, Rin. I hope Mr. Harry won't be angry with you.
I hope so.
Let's go into our classroom, Rin.
Okay.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now do task 4. Put the tick in the correct answer. Sekarang kerjakan task 4. Berilah tanda centang pada jawaban yang tepat. Ready? Okay. Number 1. Where were Hendra and Rini? Number 2. What were they talking about? Next, number 3. Why didn't Rini do her homework? Number 4. Rini said, "You're wrong. He punished Andri because he played truant." What Rini said is an expression of... Number 5. Who are talking in the dialogue? Have you finished doing task four? Do you have any difficulties? No? Good. Let's check the answers. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, mari kita bahas jawaban dari soal-soal pada task four, okay? Number one, where were Hendra and Rini? Do you know the answer? Let's listen to what Hendra said.
Rin, we'll have math after the break.
Get the answer? Yes, the answer is A, at school. Good. Next, number two, what were they talking about? Let's listen again what Hendra said.
Rin, we'll have math after the break. Have you done the homework?
Do you know the answer? Right. The answer is A, math homework. Very good. Number three. Why didn't Rini do her homework? Listen to what Rini said.
Hen, my mother was sick last night. I had to take care of her, you know. That's why I didn't do my homework.
So, it's clear that the answer is B. She took care of her mother who's sick. Very good. Go on with number four. Rini said, you're wrong. He punished Andre because he played truant. What did she actually express? Well, to make it clear, listen to what Rini said.
You're wrong. He punished Andre because he played truant.
It is clear, isn't it? Good. The answer is B, denying information. Excellent. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now look at task 5. Please listen and repeat the expressions for asking for information or giving information. Sekarang, dengarkan dan tirukan ungkapan meminta atau memberikan informasi. Tirukan setelah ucapan yang kedua. Are you ready? Listen and repeat the utterances, please.
Why don't you buy them in a bookstore? Why don't you buy them in a bookstore?
I don't have enough money to buy them. I don't have enough money to buy them.
Did you hear about the book sale? Did you hear about the book sale?
Why didn't you do your homework? Why didn't you do your homework?
My mother was sick last night. I had to take care of her. My mother was sick last night. I had to take care of her.
He punished Andre for not doing his homework. He punished Andre for not doing his homework.
You're wrong. You're wrong. He punished Andre because he played truant. He punished Andre because he played truant.
It isn't true. I haven't finished writing it. It isn't true. I haven't finished writing it.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, you have learned about the expressions of asking for, giving, and denying information. Kalian telah mempelajari ungkapan menanyakan informasi, memberikan informasi, dan mengingkari informasi. Untuk menanyakan informasi, kita bisa menggunakan yes-no questions, seperti pada dialog yang telah kita dengarkan. Do you still remember? Yes, they are. Did you hear about the sale? Will you accompany me? Very good. Selain menggunakan yes-no questions, kita juga menggunakan WH questions. Kalian masih ingat WH questions yang digunakan pada dialog yang baru saja kalian dengarkan? The questions are, Who told you about that? What's your problem? Why don't you try to buy them? Yes, very good. Untuk memberikan informasi, apakah kalian masih ingat apa yang diucapkan Lisa? I need some books as references to support what I'll write. I don't have enough money. Dan kalimat Aldi? In new agency. Yes, right. Untuk mengingkari informasi, do you remember the dialogue? It isn't true. You're wrong. Very good. Is it clear? I hope you understand the expressions well. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, after the end of this program, do task 6, task 7, and task 8 in your worksheet. Discuss the results with your teacher. Don't forget, the more you practice, the better you will understand the lesson. Goodbye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.